No sleep. The sultriness pervades the air and binds the brain, a dense oppression such as tawny tigers feel in matted shades, vexing their blood and making apt for ravage. Beneath the stars, the roofy desert spreads, vacant as Libya. All is hushed nearby. Yet fitfully from far breaks a mixed surf of muffled sound, the atheist roar of riot, yonder where parching Sirius set in drought balefully glares red arson. There and there. The town is taken by its rats, ship rats and rats of the wharves. All civil charms and priestly spells which late held hearts in awe, fear-bound, subjected to a better sway than sway of self, these like a dream dissolve, and man rebounds whole eons back in nature. Hail to the low, dull rumble, dull and dead and ponderous drag that shakes the wall. Wise Draco comes, deep in the midnight roll of black artillery. He comes, though late, in code corroborating Calvin's creed and cynic tyrannies of honest kings. He comes, nor parleys. And the town, redeemed, gives thanks devout, nor, being thankful, heeds the grimy slur on the Republic's faith implied, which holds that man is naturally good, and more, is nature's Roman, never to be scourged.